Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Fans, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, you come back from the break. You get a win against the Buffalo Sabres the other day. What did you like most about your team and the way that they played that game?
Well, I mean, the first period, I thought both teams traded chances early. That's part of the break, I think. You're not dialed in just yet. You saw it even with teams the same night we played with the high scores. Last night, teams that hadn't played high scores, it's just you're not back in defending mode as quick as you should be, and that's what happened to us. Goaltenders at each end made saves. Then we settled in and played. Good power play goal. I thought our discipline was good away from the puck. Stayed out of the box. I thought we were pretty good on Eichel. He got going in the third. Got some open ice, but kept him in check. Played the right way with the lead. D stepped up. You know, we're missing some puck movers, so didn't put themselves in bad spots. Got some increased minutes out of Carlo and Clifton that contributed to some solid play. Obviously, Yarrow, real good, real sharp, good bounce back game for him. So a lot of good things defensively. Offensively, you know, we still want to build our game with everyone contributing, but we'll get to that.
You mentioned Brandon Carlo, you know, with guys out, with McAvoy out, with Krug out. I don't want to say a different role, but he plays with Chara, and they go a lot about against Eichel. And just maybe something about the way that he played that game, the way that he stepped up and how well he played.
Well, it is a bit of a different role per se. I mean, he's not going to change the way he plays. He shouldn't. He's always going to have to be a matchup guy, but it might be the second line as opposed to maybe if McAvoy was in, it might have been against Skinner and Johansson as opposed to Eichel and, you know, Reinhardt type of thing. So it doesn't change, but the magnitude of it does a little bit. And his partner, obviously, the mindset of Torrey versus Z. They're just different players, and they're naturally going to play a different game. And I think it's good for Brando to get back to a little bit of that. And I guess that's just finding positives when guys are out of the lineup to build other areas of your game. And I think the Bruins have been good at that for years here, at just stepping up and, okay, it's my turn. I'll do what I have to do. Got to pull a little harder on the rope. And I thought Clifton did a good job with that, too, and Camp for going back in as well.
You reunite the Corrali line here today. You outlined some of the reasons why. That line's been up and down this year, right? I mean, we've had Wagner as a healthy scratch, you've had Nordstrom as a healthy scratch, you've had Corrali on wing. Getting them back together and making them effective again, what is the message to them to get that game again?
Well, the message is, if we're going to be the team we want to be, they were a big part of it, and they have to find their game and buy into what made us and them successful. They're hard to play against. They're going to play against good players every night. They're probably starting in our end 75% of the time. They're going to have to block shots. They're going to have to possess pucks in the O-zone, set the table for the next line coming out of the boards. Doesn't sound very glamorous, does it? But that's what made us successful last year, and I thought they got credit for it, along with the Chara. We kind of used four of those guys, or three of those guys every night in that role, and they earned a name for themselves. So let's get back to that, not worry about anything else other than that player, and then you'll get back to your 13, 14 minutes a night, and all of a sudden, you know, some of the fun stuff in the game will come your way just because of the way you're playing. So let's hope that tonight is step one, and we got the whole second half to build that. We believe there's time, and I think everyone's healthy. I thought early in the year Nordy was, you know, had a number of injuries in training camp, coming off an off-season injury. Wagner the same. So it takes a while to get your footing, and right now I feel that they're as healthy as they've been, so let's see where it goes.
It's been a revolving door, I guess, on that right side. So you're going to move Bjork back over to the left. Brett Ritchie gets the call here today. What's the message to him trying to step up and grab a spot here?
Well, we'd like him to play to his size, which will include, you know, physicality on the forecheck if you're the first guy there. I think he's done that at times. We could ask for a little more, but we could from anybody, so not disappointed there. In games where there's a little bit of stuff going on, we want to make sure that he's involved in the middle of it when he's on the ice. But mostly, like, with the puck, get inside, get to the net, be hard to play against, be a big body guy that D are going to be, wow, I don't want to handle this guy tonight. That's a little bit of the mindset. Some of that depends on who he plays with to make sure guys get pucks to the net for him, but it's more that. We're not trying to create some goon out there that go around and settle scores. We want a guy that can play against good defense scores, play against heavy defense scores, you know, and help us create offense by doing his part, which is puck possession, get inside, get pucks to the net. He has a good shot, but, you know, get some opportunities around the top of the crease. I don't think we've seen enough of that part of it, and hopefully he buys into it.
Last question for you, just on the Sabres. You see them, I mean, quick turnaround, seeing them again here. Any message to your team that you'd like to see maybe a little bit differently here today?
Well, we want to make sure we start on time. Last time in this building, they took it to us early on. That's a while ago, so we don't want to go too far in the past. But even the other night, we need to be a little cleaner. Make sure we keep their top guys in check, which is Eichel. He drives a lot of their offense, real good player for him. Skinner's out now, so they'll be leaning on him even more. And don't let their D get involved. They have a number of good offensive defensemen. I don't know who's going to be in their lineup and who lose out after the other night, but those are some areas of their game that they're pretty good at. But at the end of the day, I don't think they're a team that's struggling a little bit offensively, so let's not give them any free chances, A, on the power play by lacking discipline, and B, by not managing pucks and giving them odd man rushes.
Thanks, Bruce. Good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Sabres are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.